and they were doing catering work. And they decided they'd give up the catering work, and they gave it to us, because we'd been working with them all the time anyway. Mm-hmm. And they said, mine, the one that I worked for, she said, well, you're going to take everything I know anyhow. You'll know how to do it. Mm-hmm. Well, I couldn't help that, because I had a little sense to know how to do that. But that's how we started. We started, and we worked there for 30 years. So doing, well, we worked for the for 30 years. And after then, they just seen me so crippled, getting so crippled, they kept hiring this person, hiring that person. Finally, they just retired. And but I still worked in different homes. And her mother did, too.
You mean while you were doing the catering?
Yeah, we needed the money. We didn't make that kind of money.
Mm-hmm. So how often did y'all work for
the Huh?
How often did you work for the
We just worked one day a week. One day a week is all we work. But then people would call us during the week to do parties or something, and we'd go do them, or, you know, and if they needed to do a wedding, we didn't know how to do that, we'd go do a wedding. Because we'd learn it through them, you know, learn from them.
So did you guys think about, were you thinking of, like, I have my own business, and, you know, we should advertise and try to expand, or were you thinking like that?
We didn't think that way. I didn't think that way, and I don't know why she did or not, but I didn't think that way. I was just thinking of making a little money, and it would help me do what I had to do. That's the way I'd see it with me. But now I don't know how her mother thought. But back in them days, we didn't have no choice. We just had to get on out there and get to scratching. Mm-hmm. And that was a baby, and she and I had a baby, so wasn't nothing to do but scratch for them little fellas, was it? My son went to school one day. He come in from school, and he said to me, he said, Mama, Daddy can't see. And say, why don't you just let me quit school and get me a job and go to work? I said, no, I'll make it somehow. And I did. And sent him on to school. He graduated an honor school student. He's 67 years old now. And he's never had a job that he wasn't working on a factory. He's always had jobs that he worked in plants. And he's retired from General Motors now. So don't you think going on to school helped him learn to have a better job and instead of getting out there and digging in ditches and holes, and that's what he'd have been doing if he hadn't had some education. But that's where I missed out on mine. Is I married real young because my family was moving back to Marietta and I didn't want to go, and I met my husband and I was getting freshy with him. And I didn't want to go back with them. Me and my sister had a house rented. And the people she worked for was moving back to Atlanta. And I said, oh, I can't stay in this house by myself. No, no. And he'd come down that night sometimes, you know, busy courting me. And he said one time he kept coming. I said, well, you can't keep coming down here at night because people think you're staying here. Back then, you didn't stay with men, you know, like people do now. Well, you didn't. You couldn't stay with a man if you wasn't married to him. And so he went on back up to his mother. And then he come back one day night, and he said, let's me and you get married. And I said, getting married? What in the world we do getting married? But I took him up on it. And I asked my mom about it, because she didn't much care. She said, oh, no. She said, you got to go back to school. She said, because you ain't got enough in education to get married. I said, I can't pay mama no attention. I done fell in love. So I kept on after Mama. Mama said finally she'd go to the courthouse, and she had signed for it, you know, because I was underage. But she signed,